Demi Lovato. That holiday hookup game is fun, Teresa. I really like that.
I like it. I've always enjoyed that.
I mean, all those great prizes, and you just have to guess the amount. And we here's the deal. We're not going to tell you the amount again.
Nope. We do it at 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So you have to listen, and you have to write down the guesses and keep track, because we'll tell each person when they play if they're too high or too low.
All right, coming up next, we have trending topics. A lot happening. Coming up next.
Brought to you by Ideal Image. The holidays are upon us, so treat yourself with laser hair removal. For a limited time, get up to 70% off. Call now, 1-800-BE-IDEAL, or go to idealimage.com.
Now, before we actually get to our trending topics, can I please say hi to someone?
Sure.
Two people. First of all, let's say hi to my son, Christian, who missed the bus again.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like my neighbor, Kathy, is going to take him. Thank you, Kathy. Bless your heart. Christian, when you get home, you're grounded. That's not a joke. Hashtag kitty, not kidding. And then I want to say hi to, I think it's Bobby Philippi. I hope I'm saying it right. You spell like Grand Philippi, so I'm going to say Philippi. They sent us a Facebook message and wanted to let us know that they listen all the time and their six-year-old daughter loves us and she wanted to record something for us.
Kansas City's number one music station, Riggs 93.3.
Oh, that's just adorable.
That makes me smile.
I do want to say hi, too. Speaking of teachers, I met, her name is Emily, and her friends are teachers in North, you know, in the Northland.
You met another person named Emily?
Yeah.
What a shock. How many Jen and Emily's do you have in your life?
Okay, so Friday, I've been doing some business, and you guys saw my email. I met a girl who handled my claims. Her name is Jennifer Emily.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jennifer Emily's her name. Then I met another Emily, the school teacher. Then yesterday I ran into Emily Welch from KMBC at Chicken and Pickle and another Jen who was there. So it's like, that's all I have in my life.
If you don't understand what's happening here, this is no joke. Every new person that Rocket meets is either named Jen or Emily.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, every new person.
You can't make it up.
And the fact that you just said you have an insurance agent whose name is actually Jennifer Emily.
Yes. Remember I showed you guys the email? I'm like, how the hell does this even happen?
That cracks me up.
Anyway, I can't figure it out. What is the universe trying to tell you, Rocket?
I have no idea. But anyway, thank you. It was a pleasure hanging out with you teachers. You guys are very well underpaid. You deserve to be making a lot more money. You're awesome ladies.
I feel like what the universe is saying is you have a daughter named Jen. Now you need to marry someone named Emily.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like the Jennifer Emily part. Is she single?
She is. She's.
All right. Well, I think you need to go for that because it just makes sense.
No.
All right. It is going to be kind of chilly, guys. We're officially into that that time. By the way, did anybody forget to fall back and go to church and sit there an hour early?
No. But I did get up and go, go run errands, and I realized, nothing's open.
Yeah, because it was too early.
It was too early.
I had a really hard time, too, because I kind of fell asleep probably around 9 or 10, kind of early on a Saturday night. And so I woke up at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was way too much sleep for me.
I was totally under control yesterday, but this morning when I was making my coffee before work, I hadn't changed my oven yet, and I had a temporary panic. Oh my gosh, I'm late.
I'm super late. So today it is going to be kind of chilly. High of only 47. It's about 34 right now. And of course, we had another horrific mass shooting yesterday. One shooter walked into a church in Texas, killed 26 people, injured 20 more. A neighbor who heard the gunshots grabbed his rifle and exchanged gunfire with the shooter when he left the church. So the shooter drove off, and then the neighbor flagged down another man in a pickup truck so they could chase him, and this is the driver of that truck.
I pulled up to the intersection where the shooting happened, and I saw two men exchanging gunfire, the other being a citizen of the community, and the shooter of the church had taken off, fled in his vehicle, and the other gentleman came and he said we needed to pursue him, that he just shot up the church, and so that's what I did. He got a little bit of a jump on us, and so we were doing about 95 going around traffic and everything, and eventually he came to kind of a slowdown, and after that we got within just a few feet of him and he just lost control, and then that's whenever I put the vehicle in park. The other gentleman jumped out and had his rifle drawn on him, and the police arrived and they pushed us back, and then they took care of the rest. I didn't see anything after that.
You know, one thing I learned from Teresa years ago is to always say I love you to people. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Well, that story is crazy about them chasing him. I don't know if there's an update, but I was watching the overnight news this morning because he said the police caught up and they took control. But this morning when I was watching the overnight ABC news,
they shot him. Right?
Well, they said, no, they didn't know. They said that he did his car crash and he died. But they don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They don't know if it was police or if the citizens that were chasing him got to him. But they do know, confirmed, he's dead of a gunshot wound.
So sad. Yep. Small church.
Yep. Shailene Flanagan won the New York City Marathon yesterday, and this is a big deal because she is the first American woman in 40 years to win it.
Whoa. I've dreamed of a moment like this since I was a little girl. And so this, it means a lot to me, to my family, and hopefully inspires the next generation of American women.
And that was a close race, guys, because she beat the three-time defending champ by 1 minute.
Wow.
A minute?
Yep. Making her the first American woman to win in 40 years. So, yes, we did lose the game yesterday, Chiefs versus Dallas Cowboys, so that's sad. However, you got to love the fact that Travis Kelce's touchdown dance has kind of gone viral, where he did a little potato sack race.
Smith rolls out and finds Kelce for the touchdown. And here's a little...
They're racing.
Sprint.
No.
Oh, potato sack race.
That is fantastic.
Did you see it, Tara?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my God. So they do a celebration dance, and they're allowed to do it now as long as they don't use props. So it was Kelce and Tyreek, and I can't remember who the third was, but they line up as if they're going to do a potato sack race, and they start going. And then, you know, obviously Tyreek, or, you know, he'd be faster, but they all act like they fall down, and then Kelce wins the race.
That was amazing, hilarious.
And it's on like all the ESPN, it made all the little recaps. I love it. Okay. And finally, this shows that I am the best mom in the world. And my mom was the best mom in the world, because this is science now. It turns out if you spent your entire childhood with your mom nagging you, do your chores, do your homework, brush your teeth, say yes, say thank you, say please, don't do this, don't do that, then you are a more successful adult. And I actually believe this. According to a new study out of England, people whose moms nagged them when they were growing up turned out to be more successful. They're more likely to go to college, avoid making really bad life choices, and have better paying jobs. The researchers say no matter how hard we try to avoid our parents' recommendations, it's likely that they ended up influencing choices we consider extremely personal. And I believe it, because my mom used to be one of those that, like, every time my girlfriends and I would go out alone, she'd say, there's safety in numbers. Remember, if anybody bothers you or touches you, just scream. And when my son goes out now, every time I'm like, all right, make good choices. No drinking, no drugs, no sex. And I say it every time, and it's almost kind of a joke, but it's getting into his head. It's subliminal. Were your parents like that?
No.
Really? You did that to your daughter, though.
Yes. My dad was that way, but it was a totally different world.
But you feel like that repetition, even if it kind of becomes a joke, it's subconsciously getting into your kid. And then there's going to be a time when they're all alone and your little voice is going to be in their head and they're going to make a better choice.
I agree.
So nag at your kids today, right?
Exactly.
We play the hits.
Mix 93.3.